Hallelujah.
We've said so many things here, especially concerning healing, concerning deliverance, concerning water baptism, which is what we do here every Tuesday. Healing, deliverance, water baptism, prayer, counseling. It's a program that is meant to invoke the benefit of the cross. In this church, the only symbol of our faith is the symbol of the Christian faith, the cross. That's where the matter was settled. That songwriter says, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the bodies of my heart roll away.
It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
It was at the cross, and the bodies of my heart were rolled away. He shouted, it is finished. Hallelujah. It is finished. Every prayer we pray is invoking the benefit of the cross. Every time you pray, the only reason you have, the right you have for our prayers to be answered, it's because of the cross. It's because of the cross. That's why I cherish that old rugged cross. Hallelujah. That old, it's a rugged cross, oh. Don't be that jewelry where they hang for chest, oh. You know, fine like that, oh. It's a horrible death. It was a shameful death. He said it is an emblem of suffering and shame, but I love the dear cross. Hallelujah. We are the dearest and best for a world lost sinner like me. Oh yes. So I'll cherish that old
rugged cross.
I cherish it. I cherish it. I cherish it.
Till my trust is the last I lay down.
I will cling to that cross. Cling to it.
To that old rugged cross. And exchange it. And exchange it some days for and for us.
Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Upon the rock of revelation of who Jesus is. When you come for a prayer meeting like this, we have come to join our forces together. Amen. Join our faith together. Like the children of Israel, when they were to possess their possession in Canaan, Canaan land, everybody had his portion. But every portion, every inch of that land that God gave them, God himself, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The landlord of this earth, the owner of this earth, gave them that land. But for every inch of that land they possessed, it was with a battle. The children of Israel shall possess their possession. From the days of John the Baptist until now, that time, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. This time is violent faith. We never give up. Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. We serve a God that answers prayers. We serve a God that fights battles for us. He observed that man cannot help himself. So he stepped down from glory, came and made a way for us. And he's still the one fighting it for us. All he wants you to do is commit it to him. All he wants you to do is to recognize him. Prayer is appealing to the higher authority to intervene for your sake. He is the mighty one in battle. He fights battles. He is the greatest physician that ever lives. He is our healer. And he's a very merciful God. Very, very merciful. Ever loving. Very faithful. Very dependable. Those who put their trust in him will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. When he speaks, he watches over his word to perform it. He's the ancient of days. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will meet you at the point of your faith. That faith that brought you here is higher than the mustard seed faith. Because of it, you will move every problem of your life away in the name of Jesus. So when you come here, look up to him, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. He was lifted up. Now when you look upon him, you will see that problem judged there at the cross. At the cross. At the cross. Praise God. That is the joy of being a Christian. That is the confidence we have as Christians. I say it again. Those who put their trust in him will not be ashamed. The Bible says so. And God wants to take all the glory concerning our lives. Just allow him to have his way. Amen. If you are baptized in your churches, can I see your hand up? You're baptized in your churches? Redeem. Redeem baptizes wrongly.
Can you explain better why redeem baptism is not genuine or whatever you have said?
Okay, so that you don't keep standing, can you go back to your seats? My sister that is going to receive her healing today, where is she sitting? Just wave your hand. I'm going to talk to you now. You worship in redeem. Now, redeem baptizes by immersion.
Sir?
How do you baptize in redeem?
With immersion.
Eh?
With immersion, we dip ourselves into a river.
You go and you baptize by immersion.
Yes, sir.
You will enter the water and come out.
Three times.
To this extent, is correct. Baptism is by immersion.
Okay.
But this is where redeem gets it wrong.
Okay.
Their understanding of verse 19 of Matthew chapter 28. Can we read it for her sake? Because she has not heard us before. Matthew 28 verse 19. See what is it? Can you see it? This is the Lord Jesus Christ that was speaking. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That is the great commission. That is the reason we go to preach the gospel. And it is, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news of our salvation. And you cannot talk about the salvation without talking about how we get the salvation. It's through the death of Jesus Christ. He died to pay the price of redemption. He was buried to conquer death. He resurrected the third day. And as he resurrected, he gave us hope of resurrection also. He paid the price of our redemption. Therefore, the Bible says he was the one that was given as a ransom for many. That blood that he shed, therefore, redeemed us. Saved us from the curse that was with man, that was on man. He broke that curse at the cross. He paid the price. The soul that sinners shall die, he died our death, that we might have life. Do you believe that gospel? Can we read again Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and verse 16? Mark chapter 16 verse 15. And he said unto them, Jesus Christ, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Are you there with us, mommy? I'm reading. You want to read from your phone? Okay.
Be reading, I'm hearing. Sir.
No, I want to be sure you are hearing me.
No, I'm hearing.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And he said unto them, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believeth and is baptized. You see how important baptism is. Anybody that is a Christian, you've been going to church and you have not baptized, it is because your pastor does not know the importance of water baptism. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Therefore, water baptism and baptism of the Holy Ghost has to do with your salvation. He that believeth not, what did he say in that last statement? But he that believeth not shall be damned. Hellfire straight. So, where do we say redeem is wrong? Now, it's because you are from redeem. That's why I'm mentioning redeem. I've mentioned all others. Why is your church wrong? This is what they do. According to Matthew 28 verse 19, they take you to the water. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They put you inside the water and bring you out. According to Matthew 28 verse 19. But take note, sister, if we are sincere, if we are Bible students, Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know why I quote that scripture? It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Some of us, we study to show ourselves approved unto our denomination. You study to, you know, in line with what your denomination believe. So even if the Holy Ghost wants to show you what God wants you to see, if your denomination is wrong, you can never see it. That's why he said, show yourself approved unto God. And the only approval we have from God is what is written in the Bible. But now you speak about rightly dividing the word of truth. What does it mean by rightly dividing the word of truth? Divide it. Now, if you read the Bible, the first baptism after this commandment is in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. Let's read it from verse 36, 37, 38. Are you there, mommy? After he preached on that day, this is what he said. Therefore, do you know why I am facing you, redeem? I read where Adeboye wrote. I read it. He said, among churches you should stay away from. One of those who say that baptism is not Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but in Jesus only. That was the day I began to understand grace. When I read it, that was the day I understood grace deeper. That it's not he that willeth, nor he that runneth, but it's God that showeth mercy. That an educated man like that cannot rightly place this. Then I then knew that there are some people that God himself has blinded them. And he is one of them. They are listening to me now all over the world. They are hearing me as I'm talking to you now. But they can't challenge me because I will answer them with Bible. Now, on the day of Pentecost, the very people that Jesus Christ spoke that commandment to, verse 36. See what he said. Acts chapter 2. Therefore, this was the summary of his sermon that day, this verse. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. That is the summary. Verse 37. Now, when they, thousands of people that day, they heard this message that he preached, they were pricked in their hearts. Convinced, convicted. They got concerned. Was Peter wrong? Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Peter said, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, if you are studying, then you should stop. Why did Jesus say, Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Peter said, Jesus. That is how you study the Bible. Is Peter wrong? All scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So, Peter cannot be wrong. It is your own understanding that can be wrong. Not only that, every baptism in the New Testament after that was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't have time. I will quote them for you one by one. Peter baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul, who was not even there the day the commandment was given, he baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you call him? Philip in Samaria, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no Father, Son, Holy Ghost again. Hallelujah. Nowhere in the Bible again, after that commandment, that you see Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Nowhere again. Now, therefore, you begin to ask, if he says, baptize in the name of the Father, and one name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. The next thing is, you will ask, what is the name of the Father? Sister, I'm not a politician. I'm a preacher of the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm a preacher of the gospel. We don't believe in branches. And I don't believe that everybody must come and be a member of this church. This is not the only true church of God. But I believe everybody should know the truth and have a relationship with God. Scriptural relationship. And I want to announce to you that the gates of hell Jesus Christ spoke about is what is responsible for the nonsense going on in Christendom today. But I'm just trying to explain to you, not only you, somebody may be hearing me for the first time, both here or watching me from somewhere. This is what somebody will hear and the eye will open if the person have ear to hear. And you may not see it now, but you may have to go home and look at what we are saying, then you will see it. You see? And you don't have to be baptized before God will heal you, because he's still a merciful God. So I'm not giving you a precondition for your healing, but I'm telling you a scriptural, prescription for a relationship with God. And so, when you say baptize in the name of the Father, you want to ask, what is the name of the Father? And we have keys in the Bible to even start with. Okay, let me not go that way, because what gave rise to this? The doctrine of Trinity. And I can prove it in the Bible that there is nothing like Trinity. God is not three, he's one. Another one. You are surprised again. Eh? God is not three. It's not three persons in one God. It is one God manifesting in three offices for our salvation. One God manifesting in three offices, not three persons. In one God. God does not share his glory with anyone. Praise the Lord. He does not share his glory with any man. Praise the Lord. Who is the Father of Jesus? I beg. Lord, that sister. Is there any other person from Redeem here? Coming for the first time. Can I ask you? Who is the Father of Jesus?
The Godhead.
The Godhead. Of course, the Father is the head now.
Jehovah is the Father of Jesus Christ.
Which scripture says so? You see, we are now at a stage in the Christian faith where anything you say, you must prove it from the Bible. If not, it will be academic and theology. And it creates more confusion. We will stop where the Bible stops. Now, this is where we get the key. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Do you have a child? Are you married? Okay. Okay, but you are somebody's child now. Eh?
Yeah.
When you were in your mother's womb, who pregnanted your mother?
My dad, of course.
Of course. Who else before? Eh? What is his name?
Paul Uzoma.
Paul. Thank you for knowing your father's name. Now, let's see who is the one that pregnanted Mary.
Mary got pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Is it by the power?
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Your mother got pregnant by the power of your father?
No, it was not written so.
It was not written so. How
yes.
was it written?
It was written in the scripture, in the Old Testament, that a virgin will be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Which scripture says so?
In the book of Isaiah.
Okay, let's read it. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Verse, I think 5 or 6.
Chapter 9, verse 6, Isaiah. Is it the one you mean? Okay, chapter 7, verse 14. Chapter 7, verse 14. Let's read Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Okay.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold,
you can read from here.
A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Okay. The same thing was given in Judges chapter 16 concerning the birth of Samson. Manoah's wife, an angel came and said, you will conceive. Okay, let me not go to Old Testament. Elizabeth, an angel came and also spoke about the same thing. Okay, but we all know that before you conceive, a seed proceeds from a man unto the womb. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now this is what happened. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Wherever the seed comes from, the person is the father, isn't it? Oh, yeah, read it.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this
you
wise.
Can read from
no,
here.
No, I'm
okay. Okay, I say clearly.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
So who was the father of that child?
Holy Ghost.
So anytime the child is referring to his father, who is he talking about?
Jesus Christ. No, the Holy Ghost.
So anytime we say the father of Jesus is who?
Holy Ghost.
Okay. Now, in John chapter 5, verse 43.
Excuse me, sir.
Make I finish. Now, see, Jesus Christ was making a statement. Read it again.
I am come in my Father's name.
Which name? What is his name? Who is the person speaking? Who is the person speaking here?
Jesus Christ is speaking.
What is his name?
Wait. Father.
What is his name? His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
In which name did he come?
In his Father's name.
So what is the name of his Father?
Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. So now, this is rightly dividing the word of truth. So now you know that his Father is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Now you now know that the name of the Holy Ghost, his Father, is Jesus. Correct? What is the name of the Son?
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of his Father?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, now John chapter 14, verse 26. I'm a teacher. Read it again.
But the comfort,
who is the person speaking?
Jesus Christ is talking about the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Read on now.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name.
Hey.
He shall teach you.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the Father?
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus Christ.
She's laughing because her eyes suddenly open. So when Jesus said, go and baptize in the name, he mentioned one name, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's because that name of the Father is the same name of the Son, is the same name of the Holy Ghost. What is the name?
Jesus Christ.
Therefore, to obey Matthew 28 verse 19 is to take you into the water by immersion. I baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19 in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have baptized him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes?
Sorry. A part of the scripture I've forgotten right now said God has given us this name, the name of Jesus, above every other name.
That's in Philippians chapter 2.
Yes, I think
it is the name that is above.
That is above all names.
Who was given? Who did he give that name?
God gave this name, Jesus Christ, to us.
To who?
To us.
No, to him, not to us. Because he obeyed. Oh yeah, read it. Philippians chapter 2. Read it from verse 9. Philippians. Uh-huh.
Wherefore God also had highly exalted him,
uh-huh,
and given him a name.
Not given us.
Okay, given him a name.
Given him a name.
Which is above every
name. It is above every other name. Read on.
That at the name of Jesus, uh-huh, every knee should bow.
Uh-huh.
Of things in heaven.
Of things where?
In heaven.
When you call that name in heaven, every knee bow. It must be the name of God.
Yes.
Now, let me give you another key. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, 15, so that it can flow.
Uh-huh. Therefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you,
uh-huh,
which is your glory.
That's Apostle Paul talking. Uh-huh.
For this cause, I bow my knees, uh-huh, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He bowed his knee before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
What is the family name in heaven?
Jesus Christ.
What is our family name on earth?
Christians.
Jesus. It's Jesus Christ.
Derived from Christ.
Eh?
Christians is derived from Christ.
What is the name of your father? Paul. The name of your father is Paul.
Yes.
Eh? Mm-hmm. Paul. Listen. Jesus Christ means Jesus the anointed. It is called like that to refer to his humanity. Jesus means Jehovah saves. Otherwise in Greek, known as Jesus or Joshua. Somebody asked, what is the original name of God? God has many names. Name is for identification. Name, God takes upon himself the name reflecting what he's doing at any given time. Now, he is saving. And throughout the period he is saving, his name will reflect salvation. That's why he is Yeshua. And where is he saving? He's saving through that man, Jesus. So he placed his name there. Praise God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Bible says that the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. Then, Apostle Paul, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he said, and without controversy. Let's read it. He said, great is the mystery of godliness. It's a mystery. Read it.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
Uh-huh.
God was manifest in the flesh.
God was manifest before to see him. Where?
In the flesh.
In the flesh. Who is he referring to?
Jesus Christ.
So who is Jesus?
God.
Okay, now. He's God in the flesh.
Yes.
That's why it's a mystery. He is Emmanuel. God with us. God was manifested in the flesh.
Justified in the spirit.
He was justified in the spirit. You know when he was justified in the spirit? When the spirit of God came upon him like a dove, and it was announced, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
Sin of angels.
He was sin of angels.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
And he's still being preached now.
Believed on in the world.
He's been believed.
Received
yes.
up into glory.
He was received and he's still there now. Who is he talking about?
Jesus Christ.
Who is he talking about? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Almighty God. He is God in the flesh. He is called Emmanuel. In fact, Apostle Paul called this revelation in Hebrews chapter 2. Let's read it from verse 14 up to verse 18. You will see something there. It's so interesting. It's so interesting.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
You and I, we are flesh and blood. We are his children.
He also himself likewise took part of the same.
The same flesh. God decided to take part in the same flesh.
That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death.
You see why he went to the grave? You see why he died? He was going to destroy something.
That is the devil.
Thank you.
And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
You and I.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels.
He didn't take on him the nature of angels. I will show you where he took the nature of the angels. Okay.
But he took on him the seed of Abraham.
She's excited. So who is Jesus? Okay, read on. Finish reading it.
Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Now, I love verse 18. What does verse 18 say?
For in that he himself...
In that he himself has suffered being tempted. Because he was in the flesh.
He's able to succor them that are tempted.
That's why it's easy for him to forgive us. Because he has come down and taken this flesh. And he knows what human beings can do when they get hungry. You know what human beings can do when they are boxed? That is why when you say, "Father, forgive me," he forgives you. Because he understands it. Who is Jesus? He's the Almighty God. They were crucified on the cross. They didn't know who he was. They say, if the apostle Paul, if they had known who he was, he said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see the mystery there. Praise the Lord. There is only one name for redemption. That name is the name Jesus. He said in words, Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, in words, in deeds, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why will you not baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus? But you pray in the name of Jesus. You eat in the name of Jesus. You fight in the name of Jesus. Yes, now. In the name of Jesus, you know, go better for you. Don't be fighting the fight. Praise the Lord. That is what he gave, that name. It is the name. When you mention that name, every situation changes, because that name, Jesus, is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. The day you catch that, you will not be angry. That's the only reason you'll be angry at comedians joking with that name. But because people don't know it, evil redeem brings jesters. Comedians, some of their branches, to come and make jests with the gospel. Something that Jesus, have you imagined what that man went through on the cross to redeem you and I? And somebody is coming to make caricature of that name. That is not a name for exclamation. Anytime you hit your leg, say, hey, Jesus. What do you concern Jesus until hitting your name? No more. People don't hallow that name anymore. And yet, teach us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven. What did he say? Okay, now. Do we hallow that name now? Do we hallow that name? You must hallow that name because it is the name of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. That name, Jesus, the day you catch it, you will hold it. That is our talisman. That is our juju. When you call that name in the kingdom of darkness, it shakes. When his blood touched the earth from the cross on Calvary, there was earthquake because it was not an ordinary blood. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He can never lose his power. That's why he said, the accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. In Revelation 12 verse 11 says so. What is the accuser of the brethren accusing us? He's accusing us of all our sins. You committed fornication. You lied. You committed abortion. You stole. You do the end. That is my life. If a man be in Christ, a new creation. Why? Apostle Peter caught it on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For what? For the remission of your sins. Hallelujah. In John chapter 20, see John Matthew 20, he said, he called the disciples and breathed into them. He said, receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin you remit on earth is remitted in heaven. And whosoever sin you return on earth is retained. How did they remit the sin? It's through water baptism. As the sinner repents, you bring him into that water in the name of the Lord Jesus and bring him out. What you are actually saying is that I die with Christ. That's repentance. I am buried with him. Grave could not hold him captive. I also have the hope of resurrection as I come out of that. Every sin you have ever committed till that day is remitted. And you stand before God as if you have never sinned again before. As if you have never sinned before. Then, the relationship now begins between you and God. He knows you don't have the ability to live a life pleasing before him. Then, he comes and does. Those of you who were in the church here on Sunday, I spoke about the project called Moses Alu. It's a project of conversion. He starts the process of conversion when you come out of that water. According to Ezekiel chapter 36, it takes you from the world, washes you with the water of the world. He takes your stony heart, he turns it to a heart of flesh. He gives you a new spirit. Then he puts his own spirit, the Holy Ghost, in you and causes you now to live a life pleasing before him. That's the meaning of grace. That is the new covenant. That is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And Apostle Paul, in that same Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, he said, for it is God which causeth us both to will and to do of his good pleasure by the Spirit that dwells in you. That's why we say the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is the life that you live. If a man be in Christ, and you are in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for by one Spirit are we baptized into that body. People join church and think they are joining Christ. You are not a Christian until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that is his final work of salvation on you. After that, he will now walk with God as a father and a child relationship. You do anything, he will deal with you. And that is the fear that makes us to walk with him now that we are reconciled with him. You don't struggle to serve him anymore because the power to serve him, he has given it to you. Hallelujah. The only effort you make is submit yourself to him and let him do his work on you. So, you miss the first step. How can you go to the next step? You miss. When he said, we overcome by the blood, it's because the price of the blood, our price has been paid for. When we sing that song, I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. He said, find in me thine all in all. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all.
All to him I owe.
All to him I owe.
He has never princes there.
See, at last, a prince is dead. He was my soul. That's the power in the blood of Jesus. People don't know what it is when you come to Christ. I say, the only gospel, I don't want to preach any mystery again. I don't want to preach any mystery. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. Is it enough?
It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me.
I don't need any other thing beyond this to realize that he died my debt. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid the debt he did not owe. Hallelujah. That realization. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I will tell you people on Sunday, the people that is easier to be converted, easier for God to complete in them are those who were very, very bad. People who were prostitutes, arm robbers, ritual killers, witches. They know how bad they were. Then they were already looking for how can I come? Then they jam Jesus. They submit completely. But those who were very moral, they know they fornicate. In fact, I should say, she's a virgin. So what do you want to tell me? I'm already. When you are telling about Jesus Christ, what are you adding? So it's more difficult for that person to realize that what you are doing, the Bible says, as filthy rags, is self-righteousness. Then, after I am born again, I have seen the light, I am free, I am going out, I'm talking about Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Then the devil will come to remind me of the abortions I committed. Of the thief where the thief so they, I end up for prison yard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then they are not happy that I am happy. That I am always happy. Hey, they ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone. My sins are gone. And when I mean the score, even you, Moses, even you. I say, where are my sins? Under the blood.
On the cross of Christ, that's what removed the darkness
in the sea of God's forgetfulness.
As do they know for me.
Oh, praise God. My sins are gone. That is why he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. That you might obtain mercy in the time of need. Grace flow from the cross. He shouted, it is finished. Do you believe it? Yes. If you believe, and you are baptized, so that the sins are washed away. That was the purpose of the blood on the cross of Calvary. That's why he said we overcome by the blood. When he comes to remind you, you say there is therefore now no condemnation. You can't condemn me. Hallelujah. Christ was condemned for my sake. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can't even be poor. I must prosper. Because he was rich in all things, became poor, that through his poverty I may become rich. Poverty is a curse, and every curse was led to the cross on Calvary. He has become my spiritual husband. No demon can make claim over me again. Hallelujah. That demon husband, demon wife is a lie. Somebody shout, I belong to Jesus. Say very well if you belong to him. Say very well, I belong to Jesus. Say it, let the whole world hear you. He's my spiritual husband. And when you want to marry, you never marry, Abby. The day you go marry, what's your name?
Nkechi Comfort.
They will bring you to Nkechi. You don't marry. You don't marry. Make I talk to this one, we don't marry. Sit down, redeem. You are redeemed, sister, you are redeemed. We too, I am redeemed too. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, I am redeemed. What's your father's name?
Geoffrey.
What's your own name?
Noye.
Noye. So you were Noye Geoffrey?
No, Geoffrey Chukwuekeze. My father's surname, Chukwuekeze.
Chukwuekeze, you were Noye Chukwuekeze.
Yes.
After marriage.
Noye Osai.
No more Chukwuekeze.
Yes, sir.
No more Chukwuekeze by the reason of your marriage.
Yes.
Your name changed.
Yes, sir.
If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You take upon you the name of your husband. He's the name of your husband. Husband. What's his name?
Henry. Henry.
The marriage starts from the day you come to the altar and a minister of God pronounces you husband and wife. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And from that day, you know, bear your papa's name again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You bear the name of your husband.
Yes, sir.
And that day you are pronounced Mrs. who?
Noye Osai.
Mrs. Osai.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Osai.
Yes, sir.
My wife's name now, her papa name now Osai. So we went somewhere. We went somewhere on last week. So they were asking us, asked me, where do I come from? I told them I'm from Nasarawa State. My wife is from Delta. I married her from Delta. And then they turn and look at her, they say, where are you from? Then I told, look up. Answer, make a hear now. I want to see whether she will remember where she come from. She's no more Osai, she's now Alu. When a minister takes you inside the water, it's a marriage ceremony that is taking place. He takes you there. From today, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. From that day, Jesus becomes your spiritual surname. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see what the devil blinded people's eyes. It does two things. It makes the devil to continue to have a right on you. That is what it does. Secondly, your sins are still upon you because you have not yet, your sins have not been remitted according to the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you enter that water, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost and bring you out. You have not yet baptized in the name. Your sins are still upon you. It is thus said the Bible. But anytime I pray, God answers. I'll tell you something. If you have been listening to my messages, you will then understand how merciful God is. People confuse the mercy of God for salvation. Salvation is different from the mercy of God. King Ahasuerus in Esther chapter 2 is a perfect example for salvation. That story is there for salvation. How many maidens he came to replace? Vashti is Israel. She refused the offer, King Ahasuerus offered for her to come, and she was put away. A replacement has to be done. I'm telling you the story of Esther in the book of Esther. And it was announced, and different maidens came. And when they came, I'm paraphrasing it because that is a message itself I have taken several times here. And when the maidens came, There were other maidens, and there is one other particular maiden by the name of Esther. What is it that qualified Esther to be accepted as the queen and the others rejected? It was because there was a chamberlain that dressed her up for the king. And in this age, we have the chamberlain that is dressing us up. Okay, I'm not going to that now. But see where I am going here. Did he drive them away? No. He took them over to another chamberlain called Shah Ashgaz, the keeper of the concubines of the king. People read the Bible, they don't even know what salvation is all about. There is a concubine. He didn't drive them away. Who is a concubine? The denominations who decided they would dress themselves. They will not allow the chamberlain to dress them. But he didn't drive them away. There are ministers called Shah Ashgaz. Their business is to take care of the concubines. The only thing a concubine can get from the king is gifts. Gifts, but they are not queen. They cannot enter the rapture. They cannot enter the palace. But any gift you want, they are billionaires. Are they not billionaires today? But know nothing about the God they are serving. People don't understand the mystery of redemption. You know, I went to those who are nearly correct. Redeem, Assemblies of God, First Square, Choosing, all of them. It's only that name they are unable to get. Catholic, hey. Oh. How will you say you bury somebody, then you sprinkle him with sand and say you bury him? So you see the confusion. And you must first repent. Why will you baptize an infant? And you say the infant has a godfather, godmother. Some of you brag about it. That man is my godfather during my baptism. And from that day, see, there is only one mediator between God and man. It's the man, Jesus. Let no man take the position of Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is already speaking for that child. Leave the child to grow and make independent decisions. There is no baptism you baptize any child that can affect his eternal destination. Until the person grows up and makes a personal decision. Praise the Lord. Therefore, if you have not baptized correctly, you can now understand why somebody will hear me and fly from US to correct the baptism. You can see why somebody will take 2 days journey from Taraba to come here and correct the water baptism. You can see where hundreds of people are waiting. Maybe waiting for me now in England just to correct their water baptism. They are not coming to be my member of my church. I'm not opening branches anywhere. But I'm bringing people into the kingdom. Into the kingdom. Into the kingdom. Oh, my loving brother. When they was on fire. Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide the over in the rock of ages. Oh, rock of ages.
Sister,
oh my loving sister.
When the world's on fire,
when the world is on fire, don't you want to be in heaven?
To be your pillow.
Hide the over in the rock of ages. Oh, rock of ages. We are preaching salvation here. You are looking at me, Abby. You never hear this type of message. They abuse me from all over the world. This man, you preach salvation. Why are you condemning people? Condemning people. Every preacher condemns. We condemn the Apollo. We condemn brewery. We condemn tobacco company. Do you know how many thousands they employ? We condemn prostitution. Do you know a woman is making her living and building houses from prostitution in Europe? Who said we should not condemn? Are we not condemning Satan? Is Satan not a creature of God? Lucifer. Not be angel, he be.
Why are we condemning him? We will condemn him. And you are listening to me now. When the saints shall march to heaven with Jesus as the leader. Listen to that song.
Marching on one like soldiers.
Listen to that song. Where we shall be marching and going.
Singing and rejoicing. Oh, hear us sing and shouting. Oh, no.
Oh. It will not be your portion. It will not be your portion, no.
Marching to dawn.
Marching
to join the glorious war.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Sorry, my time don't pass. I'm sorry. See, whether you baptize or you don't baptize doesn't add anything to me. So I'm not playing politics here. The only thing it will add to me is that it will record that I told you the truth. That's all. So I'm free. I told you the truth. You either accept it or you reject it. And it is for your own good. If your life is full of battle and I've shown you the way out, you choose to remain like that. What is it? If a father decides to train the child with all the money he has, and the child decides he will not go to school, how does it affect the father? The father will make sure everybody say, I sent him to school, oh, now he no agree read. If you like, leave anyhow. I know of an assistant inspector general of police whose son, years back, was caught in armed robbery. He went to the police station. He said, I did my best for him, and this is the way he has chosen. I told him this is how he will end. So his end has come. That's all. And he left. He was free. And everybody knew he had done his best. The best thing God can do for you is to cause you to listen to what you are hearing now. And leave you to make a decision for yourself. You don't know in the Bible there is a wise virgin and foolish virgin? Okay now. You are a virgin now. You do. I mean, all the things they do in the world, you are not part of it. But you are foolish because you don't have oil. Oil there is revelation. Praise the Lord. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Nobody comes to this ministry by accident. That's why I take such opportunities very seriously. I may not be talking to everybody, but that one soul I'm talking to may be the reason why I'm saying this. And may that soul find true salvation, find true fellowship with the Holy Ghost, find true deliverance because you respond in the name of Jesus Christ. Eh? Any question? Yes. Let me hear you.
Thank you, sir. Just want to thank God for the grace upon you in this our age.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, I love your teaching. I just want to throw more light on this particular portion of the Bible concerning Jesus Christ being the Almighty God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, reading from verse 25 to 28, I just want you to throw more light on that scripture.
In 1 Corinthians,
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 25 to 28.
Listen, I know that scripture you are talking about. That scripture speaks of the end of the salvation agenda. What will be the position of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because that scripture tells us that he has put all things under him. But that when he said he has put things all under him, he said he's exempted that put the things under him. That is, God is exempted from among the things that are put under him. Now, I want you to note something here. In, I think it's Hebrew. Let's read Hebrew chapter 10. Let's read it from verse 4. For he was comparing the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the animal from verse 1. How that it could not perfect. The sacrifice of a goat could not perfect the sinner.
This is the reason. The reason is because, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Now read on. Say, yeah. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, who is he that came into the world?
Jesus.
No, it's God that came into the world.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou willest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the body that God prepared so that he can tabernacle. And he to step from eternity to time. But this same Jesus is also referred to as the last Adam. This same Jesus has attributes. It's a mystery. Hallelujah. This same Jesus, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. See what Jesus fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Authority shall be upon his shoulder. Authority. And his name, his identification, shall be called Wonderful. That is what he fulfilled by the mighty miracle signs and wonders. Counselor, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And the Holy Ghost is the Counselor. He will also be called the Mighty God, because the fullness of God dwelleth in him bodily. Then the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace is fulfilled in the millennium. Amen. When he will be ruling the earth here, there will be peace on earth. That is when that will be fulfilled. The Everlasting Father. Amen. Listen, Christians are a second creation. The first creation came through who? Adam. Adam. But we were condemned to death, and God decided to start a new creation, and through the last Adam. That is what he was telling us on the cross on Calvary. When that Roman soldier pierced his side. Hallelujah. When a woman wants to give birth. Amen. Hallelujah. What is the first thing that comes out? Water. What is the second thing that comes out? Blood. After that, Moses Alu came out. He was hanging on the cross there. Two things were taking place there people didn't know. That it was another last Adam that was being put to sleep, so that from his side Eve will come out. Who is the Eve? The church. Praise God. Therefore, if Adam had continued without falling, what would we be calling him today? It's our father. It's not our papa. Papa Adam. Papa Adam. But he lost it to the last Adam. Therefore, what will be the position of Jesus after all things are settled? He will become our everlasting Father. So he will become our Father.
Thank you, sir.
So that is what happens in 1 Corinthians 15 where you are referring to. I hope we are done with that. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Sorry, I'm taking your time. Yes?
Praise the Lord. So please, I want to ask, because somewhere in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, the Bible says that grace of God is sufficient for us. But something happened. A pastor called me when I was in village. He told me that my grace are finished in village. I should live there.
No,
I don't know if I should explain.
Sometimes you have to get the usage. Sometimes some of these theologians, they use some of these terminologies and confuse us. You know, get what he means rather than just what he's saying.
Okay.
He's saying is that, you know, according to, you know, God's leading and direction, he is saying that your time is up. God wants you to move away from there. Maybe that's what he means by your grace is up in the village.
So let me explain. I came back from Congo Point Noir. Went down to village. The man told me that God said I should not stay up to 10 days. I told him, I left my mother over 2 years. And what many things have been waiting for me in that village to do. My mother is living in model house, so I have to build. And so that 10 days is no, it's like a day for me. So that I have to do what I've been waiting for.
He called you from where? From Congo?
From Aba. He's staying in Aba.
So he said you should leave the village and go where?
He said I should leave the village and go back to Congo.
Okay. Now, has he been giving you revelations before?
I've been moving with him.
He has been telling you, he has been your spiritual director.
It's like a lot of things he has been telling me.
And you have been obeying.
So I'm obeying, but I have a lot of confusion.
If you have made him to be the one that gives you direction, and he has been telling you things that have been coming to pass, then there must be a reason why he said you should leave. If you don't leave, anything that happened to you, that you shall be if you believe him. So when he said your grace is over, he's giving you a prophetic message.
So my grace will be finished when I have not done anything, what I came back to do in village. Because he told me to go.
No, what I'm saying is this. I am saying that is why it is not good to live a life of following prophet to prophet to prophet to prophet. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. But instead of you to walk by faith, you don't do anything until you call somebody. A carnal prophet can take advantage of that and finish you. He becomes your God. He tells you do this, tell you do that. But if you are somebody like me, that cannot be manipulated. Because I know my scriptures. Some people come to me, Pastor, I was praying, and the Lord told me that I should come to you. And I'll tell you that you should come to me for what? Say, I don't know. I say, me too, I don't know. So go and pray again. Then he comes back again. The same person will come back again. I was praying. I said, what were you praying? I was believing God, praying that our rent was due, and the Lord said, I should come and meet you. Then I tell him, say, I'll be mortgage bank. Why will God tell you to come and meet me? Well, go and tell God to talk to me. Not only talk to me, you should provide the money that I will give you. But God told me to come to you. When God is dealing with us, he deals with us both ways. As he talks to you, I will be expecting you. Or as you are talking to me, he will tell me, yes, I sent him to you. But when you don't know it, anybody will just say, hey, now sisters, they suffered that in past. Sister, the Lord told me you are my wife. And then mumu like you, so you want to marry, so they... Are you marrying me because God told you I'm your wife or you love me? He doesn't love you. Now God tell him, make him come. One day he will say, God will say it is over. You greet the first one, why you not go greet the second one? Anybody that say God told me, say God never tell me, say you'll be my husband. And they pray. Sister, you are disobeying God though. You are disobeying God though. No, you go tell God, make it tell me. Now me go live with you. Don't be another person than me. So, you must know how to apply these gifts. Praise God. Somebody told me in this church, some years back, somebody came to me, I didn't even see the person, sir. But the people that had the prophecy rushed to me, Pastor, the Lord said you should not use your car. For 1 week. For 1 week, you should not use your car. So I said, so how could they take waka for 1 week? He said, there's danger. I said, okay, thank you. I want to confirm the prophecy. After a person, they die more than once. And if I die, I don't die, I finish. Because if somebody cannot use car, what are going to use the con church? I'm going to use Okada. One spirit, one deal with me. He's hiding under prophecy. So for 1 week, I mean they drive the car by myself. For 1 week, 2 weeks passed, 1 month passed, nothing happened to me. Amen. So you see what will they suffer? That kind of person will come to me again for a revelation. But if you believe me to be a prophet, and I give instruction, you better take it. If I tell you don't drive your car, don't drive it. Because you already know me to be a prophet. You must confirm. And by the time I'm telling you this, you will have already been seeing some dreams of danger, danger, danger. So this revelation only confirm it. That's how God works. Brother, our time don't go. So you never go back to Congo?
Yes, sir. No, you know, after you told me 3 days, armed robber came and robbed me and took away many things.
So it's true now. That's why he said, make you come out now. You know, come out. And so the man, what did he tell you now, true now? Your grace was over. You still remain there. Yeah, this means you wrong, come out. Armed robbers will call, they will not meet you. So what did that man they talk was true? You disobeyed him. If they tell you other things, you don't follow. This one, you don't agree, follow. See what you pay for her now. Once you believe somebody is gifted, obey the gift. Thank you. So, what do you want me to do?
You know, I've been confused. My wife called me to come and bride in this morning because
you came from east?
I entered night. And this morning now, I came down here.
So, you should come and do what here?
I should come because I don't know. Just say I should come here.
You must come and do something now. Come and inquire. Come and pray. Come on.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. A lot of things have been.
No, go back to that man. Wait till he talk. Come to pass. Go back to him and say, man of God, I'm sorry. This is where you talk. Happen. They rob me. Nothing. They work again. God may give you solution for it. That's my candid advice. But in addition to that, I will hand you over to a prophet. Which of the prophet do you want?
It's my wife that know them. I'm watching them.
He don't give you any name.
No, he's not.
He just say you should come.
I should meet any of, if possible, any of brother prophets. Any of them.
The one that minister today, do you like him?
No, I came late before
your problem, plenty. You call late even again for here. Sorry. Even to call where you get solution, you call late. Now that's empty. Where are they now? Even you no prophet day here again. Okay, you saw this one now. Follow him. Follow him now. Carry your Bible low. Carry your thing. We don't close. Carry your thing, go. Abel, enter spirit where? He has faith for him to enter night bus, reach here. God will let him go like that. The curse upon him shall be broken in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.